This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
This week on All Natural, we speak to Ashley Fruno from PETA. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Now, Ashley, one thing I really love about PETA and the difference between PETA and a lot of other animal groups or environmental groups, PETA really, to get their message across, really appeals to the pop culture and engages a lot of celebrities, don't you?
Exactly. We do use celebrities often, and we do use provocative campaigns often, simply because people pay more attention to our message that way. And of course, the public attention to our message is what we consider extremely important.
Now, a big message or a big campaign that you had in 2009 was Pamela Anderson and the No Fur campaign. That was a big one, or No Animal Products campaign.
Yes, we use celebrities all the time, and Pamela Anderson is one of our very gracious supporters who will do whatever it takes to get the message out for animals, so we're very grateful for that.
Speaking of celebrities, you've got another one on board, quite a funny lady, not quite as funny as Pamela Anderson maybe, but Ellen DeGeneres has jumped on board with PETA.
Ellen was actually voted our 2009 Person of the Year for her efforts to get the word about veganism, vegetarianism out to the public. She actually went vegan, which means no milk, no eggs, no animal products at all, in 2008, and since then has been a tireless devotee in promoting veganism on her show.
She's been doing a lot. She's had like celebrity chef Wolfgang Puck on there doing vegan pizzas, and she even did for Thanksgiving, had a bit of a talked about turkey as well, didn't she?
Exactly, and she also has a section on her website about veganism. She served vegan food at her wedding.
And it's all about the cruelty-free living and how you can actually do that quite easily. You don't have to be a celebrity to do it.
Exactly, about how to reduce your suffering in the world. Ellen's a great example of that.
So Ellen was the Person of the Year? Was there
woman,
a...
She was Woman of the Year PETA's Woman of the Year 2009. Yeah. Who was the man?
Yeah. The man was actually Tim Gunn, who's obviously famous for fashion, and he's done a lot to reduce the use of animal skins, fur, leather, and exotic skins in the fashion industry.
Now, he recently told the LA Times, wearing fur is like wearing a big sign reading, I'm in favour of inflicting cruelty and pain on animals as a fashion statement. So,
yeah, that's exactly it.
So he's been really big, and I guess he's actually altered things like Project Runway has kind of altered their show, and there's a zero fur, or there's no fur challenges anymore, are there?
Yeah, exactly. He's got all the fur out of his show, Project Runway, and he's also taken steps to reduce the fur at Liz Claiborne. There hasn't been any since he started working there.
So in 2010, what's PETA got lined up, Ashley?
Well, it's hard to say what's up our sleeve. You'll just have to wait and see, but I can definitely guarantee you it's going to be another year of provocative, spicy, and colourful campaigns.
And we can get involved, and the listeners can get involved by adopting either Ellen's stance on veganism and also making sure that you don't wear anything animal-related, skins or fur.
Exactly, and for more information, you can check out petaaustralia.com.
Ashley, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Ashley Fruno from PETA talking about PETA's 2009 Man and Woman of the Year. How exciting that Ellen got Woman of the Year.
It's brilliant. She's jumped on board in a very positive way, and especially the amount of media press that she gets, and her website must get millions of hits, I'd imagine.
I like how she's also incorporated certain segments on her show to sort of provoke awareness to
get the message across. Do you reckon she's going to be the new Oprah? With Oprah's show finishing next year, I like it how Oprah announces that her show's finishing next year.
Yeah.
I'd like to announce that I'm leaving the Hump Day Crew in 2028. Now, I know it's a shocking...
Well, she was on... Wasn't she? With Oprah. Ellen actually got on the cover at last with Oprah. So I think she's already geared up to be, I think she's on a, not on a par yet, but she's up there.
She is. She's got most of Oprah's audience too. Yeah. Middle-aged white women.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.